You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
School is back in session.
This is a classroom, not a hokey stand.
And it's time to learn a thing or two.
This is the story of how I met your father.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, January 18th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. First, your entertainment headlines. In Betty White's final on-camera appearance, the TV legend shared a heartfelt message for fans. Thank you. White, who died December 31st after suffering a mild stroke several days earlier, introduced the documentary Betty White, A Celebration, which had a one-day theatrical run Monday on what would have been her 100th birthday. In the short video, White said, quote, I just wanted to thank you for coming to my party. I also want to thank you for all the support you give me. Thank you so much. Onward and upward. White's longtime assistant also shared a photo of White on the actress's official Facebook page taken December 20th, the day she filmed that video. Kirsten Mikulas said she believed it was one of the last photos of White and added, quote, she was radiant and beautiful and as happy as ever. Thanks to all of you who are doing kind things today and every day to make the world a better place. You can see that photo of White on EW.com. Unlike his Spider-Man No Way Home co-star, it seems Andrew Garfield is very good at keeping secrets. During a recent episode of Josh Horowitz's Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, the Tick, Tick, Boom star discussed his return as Peter Parker, Spider-Man, in Marvel's latest installment alongside Tobey Maguire and current web-slinger Tom Holland. Now, while Holland is known for letting spoilers slip, Garfield managed to keep a tight lid on the fact that he'd be reprising his role from the Amazing Spider-Man films. He even succeeded in sidestepping his MCU co-star and ex-girlfriend Emma Stone. Have a listen to part of their conversation.
Emma kept on texting me and she was like, are you in this new Spider-Man film? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What? You're stonewalling Emma too?
She was like, shut up. Just tell me. I'm like, I honestly don't know. I kept it going even with her. It was hilarious.
To the end? You never admitted to Emma?
No. And then she saw it. She was like, you're a jerk.
Well, a jerk perhaps. Very good secret keeper for sure. And it looks like Paris Hilton's cooking show wasn't all that hot. Netflix has opted to not renew Cooking with Paris for a second season. The Socialite's culinary program premiered in August with 6 episodes, during which Hilton tried her hand at a variety of recipes alongside a range of celebrity guests, including Demi Lovato, Sweetie, Kim Kardashian, mom Kathy Hilton, and sister Nikki Hilton. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now it's time to sell you on our number three pick for today, the 300th episode of Storage Wars. The A&E series is marking the milestone with, well, a pretty typical episode as the buyers once again battle it out for the intriguing, or sometimes not, contents of several storage lockers. This week, Brandy and Lisa's friendship is tested as they go head-to-head on a pair of lockers, while Kenny sets his fears aside and takes the plunge on a unit that might just bring him a healthy profit. Meanwhile, Ivy dons his bright white lucky sneakers, but they might not be enough to help him win one auction. Here's a clip from the episode.
Hey, all right. Oh, that's an, is it a nice bike? It is a nice bike. Digital video discs?
Yeah, there's a lot of tools and stuff in here.
$100?
I appreciate you.
No, it was a question.
Oh.
I came here to hit a home run. This just might be the third base.
DVDs are my favorite, but tools are.
Thank you.
Look at this here. You got something good in here.
And they got all these tools right here.
Right.
Can somebody put like blindfolds on Ivy before he see this? Did he see it already?
He did see it.
All right, the folks, this is the last unit. This has got the bike and the boxes in there.
All right, get out of the bike unit. Here we go, number 20. And I got two right there. Put number 2.5, number 3, 253, 3, put number 3.5, number 400, 4.5, number 450, 500. I got 5 here, 5.5, 500, 5.5, number 600, 5.5, number 6 there, 6.5. I got $600, 6.5, number 650, where? Right there, number 7, put number 770, put number 750, 800, going once. I got 700, number 800, 800, 800, going twice. Last and final call, 88, 1500 bucks for that. Somebody join Lisa. I've got it for 750. Lisa!
There better be a lot of new inventory in this locker, or I'm gonna have to train a lot of pandemic puppies.
Woo! That's the end of the auction, folks, and don't forget to pay the lady. Thank you, everyone!
Nothing wrong with striking out, and the lockers are smaller than my brand new shoes.
Well, no hard feelings at least. You can catch that episode along with another new episode to close out the 13th season starting tonight at 9 on A&E.
Number 2.
Now, let's get schooled with our number 2 pick, Abbott Elementary. The new ABC sitcom follows a group of dedicated teachers, along with their somewhat inept principal, at a Philadelphia public school as they navigate the district's less-than-stellar attitude toward educating children. This week's episode focuses on second-grade teacher Janine and straight-laced kindergarten teacher Barbara as they deal with a tricky situation when Barbara decides to lie about her students' results. Here's a clip from the episode.
So the kids here use a lot of Philadelphia slang, or as we call it, Philly slang. So I like to incorporate it as sight words, which are words that kids recognize without sounding them out. For instance, bull means boy. So I'd say like, oh, I have a crush on bull. Or a bull meets world is my favorite show.
Cheese steak.
And let's go to bull.
Bull.
Right, sometimes spelled B-U-L, which is interesting.
What is going on in this classroom?
Hey, Mrs. Howard, I'm just teaching the kids some sight words. It's a helpful teaching tool because these kids use these
johns
all the time.
You're abandoning the phonics principle that these children need. This is a classroom, not a hoagie stand.
Oh, boom, hoagie.
Hoagie.
We had it on the
board. You know, it's a word with a lot of use in Philly. This show is a promising addition, by the way, to ABC's comedy lineup. Here star Janelle James, an alum of Black Monday and Corporate, who plays that inept principal, on what she loves most about being part of the show.
The most exciting part of being on the show has really been working with everyone. I mean, in an ensemble cast, in any work environment, you hope you get along with your coworkers, and we really all do. It was so fun. Mm. This is like one of the, you know, Black Monday was also fun. I don't want them to, you know, I've been lucky to have two concurrent super fun jobs back to back working with like amazing people. Mm. And what I'm excited for people to find out is just how the story develops and for people to, you know, watch our character arcs, the will they won't they with Janine and Gregory and the will she won't she with me doing my job. And and find out the motivations behind why we're all behaving the way we are. And more laughs. It's on its face a hilarious show, and that's what I'm most into as a clown, as a professional clown.
You'll love to hear it. You can attend Abbott Elementary at 9 p.m. tonight on ABC. It's trivia time. The long list of credits for Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph includes voicing what DC supervillain on the Justice League animated series? Harley Quinn, Giganta, or Cheetah? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. All right, it's time to hop on the couch and get comfortable because our number one pick tells the story of
How I Met Your Father. The new spinoff of the hit comedy How I Met Your Mother stars Hilary Duff as Sophie, a 20-something who's down on her luck in the dating world. Having been on 87 Tinder dates in just 1 year, Sophie leans on her close-knit group of friends to figure out what she wants out of life and relationships in her late 20s. Kim Cattrall narrates as an older Sophie in the year 2050, looking back at the will theys and won't theys of 2022. Here's Duff explaining what she finds so endearing about her character.
She's just trying, and she keeps trying. And I think sometimes it's really hard to keep trying and to like have a smile on your face and a personality while you do it, you know? And she's nurturing and she's giving and she is accepting. Like, really, the show is about this friend group just all accepting one another for exactly where they are in their life. And she's clearly struggling and she meets these people on the right night at the right moment and doesn't realize how much she needs each and every one of them and how much they all need each other. And that's really sweet. I love that.
Veteran How I Met Your Mother director Pam Fryman returns to direct, and Francia Reza and Chris Lowell round out the cast. And a treat for anyone who grew up in the early 2000s, Nickelodeon star Josh Peck stops by as a character who goes on a few dates with Sophie. Here's a preview.
To a night of new friends!
This is the best place ever!
Repeat after me. Today is the first chapter of my next great love story.
Today is the first chapter of my next great love story.
Oh my
God! You must be Sophie. It's a real pleasure.
Oh my God.
Screw being mature.
Yes, we can still make bad choices for a few more years.
This is the best night of my life!
When you tell the story in the future, just promise me you will change that part.
We live in confusing times.
Valentina, you are completely insane.
I am very into it.
It's really hard to meet someone and connect and have it feel easy.
You gotta get back out there sometime.
Yeah, ever since Meredith dumped you, I've been spending $50 a week on Kleenex.
Because you're crying? Or because you're going to town on yourself?
Crying.
Bro.
Both.
Even Duff claims to not know who the father will be in the end, but she hopes they'll get many more seasons before we find out. In the meantime, the first two episodes of How I Met Your Father are streaming on Hulu now. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph once voiced what DC supervillain on the Justice League animated series? Harley Quinn, Giganta, or Cheetah? Maybe you spotted this answer. It's Cheetah. Ralph voiced Wonder Woman's nemesis in the Justice League episode Injustice for All, as well as multiple episodes of Justice League Unlimited. You can now see her as Barbara on Abbott Elementary. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina and Callie Shepp, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shane and Naomi Crockmall.